This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got a little ahead of myself there. I do apologize. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have two questions. Sure. What about tomatoes? What can I fertilize them with?
Okay. So at this time, you can do a number of things. You can use tomato tone, which would be a little bit of a longer term, like fertilization, right? So it's a slower release. And at the same time, every like 2 weeks, I'd be looking at using some sort of liquid fertilizer, something like a fish emulsion, right? Neptune's Harvest comes to mind. Dram has a fish emulsion as well. Be using that every couple weeks because it only really will last in the soil for about 2 weeks. So by doing that, it just helps build up some more nutrients in the system and helps get those roots pulling everything it can from the soil itself.
Okay. And I didn't plant my dahlias. Is it too late to plant dahlias yet?
No, I think you'll be fine by putting them in there as long as they're still viable. And you can just make sure, you know, when you grab the bulb itself, just see if it's soft or if it's hard,
mm-hmm.
right? If it's soft and it's kind of, then it's not going to be viable. But when it's, you know, it's hard like that, it should still be fine. Get it into the ground, you know, sooner rather than later, obviously.
Yeah.
But you can still do it.
Can I? But yep. Do I put a bulb tone in the bottom of the hole?
You can. With not a problem to use that. Or you can use like a like an all-purpose type fertilizer, but bulb tone would be fine.
And you think they'll bloom yet?
That's going to be where it's tricky, right?
Yeah.
It still has a pretty good opportunity to do that, you know. But that, you know, that being said, I wouldn't completely count on it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking too. I didn't know what I should do.
Well, so the thing is you might get all the growth and all of that, but with dahlias, some people will dig them up at the end of the season and store them. Mm-hmm. You don't want to just let them sit right now because they're more likely to dehydrate, become more rotten just sitting versus if they're in the soil. You know, they push leaves, they do that type of thing. Mm-hmm. You're going to be fine for the next season to dig them up. Store them for the winter and then get them in the spring next year.
And what do you put them in? What do you put them in to store them?
So some people will get like a cardboard box and use like a peat-based soil. So like a peat moss where it will hold the moisture in, but it's not going to be like a heavy.
Well, at the garden center where I went, he said it's hard to get peat moss right now.
So it's not that easy at this point. Yeah. It's hard to get a lot of the products, to be honest with you. But I know, if you can find like a lighter soil, like a something that is a, you might hear it referred to as like a soilless mix. That would be something to try to find to store them in the winter.
Soil lift?
Soil less.
Oh, soil less.
So you don't think of it that way when the soil doesn't have soil in it, but it means it's more of like the, manufactured type soils, not like dirt, that type of thing. That's what's considered more soil.
What if I can't find that? Then what do I do?
Yeah, you'll be able to find that because that's like a potting soil.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, you should be able to find that. And if you can't find that, then there's some other issues going on, I think, out there that are causing it.
Okay. Okay, I'll try to get some then. Okay, thank you. I'll try that. I'll put them in and see what happens.
All right, Mary, good luck.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
James is in East Falmouth.
James, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I had a question about a lemon and lime tree I had.
Sure.
I had a lemon tree I started from seed about 5 years ago.
Yep.
And it's starting to turn black, all the leaves, and starting to die away. And once that started, the lemon tree caught on and did that too.
Okay, now is it outside? Are you keeping it indoors?
It's outside right now.
Okay, so what probably happened is it has like aphids on it, and what you're seeing is a sooty mold from the aphids, and that I bet if you were to try and wipe off the black on the leaves, it would come off and you'd see the leaf underneath it. So what you would be looking to do is use a product like All Seasons Oil to spray your plants with. It most likely has the aphids, and what you're seeing is just that they're honeydew, the whatever's left of it. An All Seasons Oil would be great to use. It's organic, so it's not going to affect your plants. It's not going to affect you absorbing them and doing that type of thing. The other thing is with a sooty mold, the spray is not to control that sooty mold, that black that's on the leaves. It's the spray is to control the insects. And what I would want you to do is wash the plant off with like water and get like some gloves that have a little bit of grip on them, like the yellow dishwashing gloves, right? And pour the water on it and rub the leaves to get rid of that black sooty mold, because it's just going to sit on there. There's no spray that kills that sooty mold because it's not a disease. That part isn't a disease or anything. So you have to kind of wash it off, because when that black stays on there, the reason why those leaves are dying is because the sunlight can't get to the leaves, so the plant can't photosynthesize. It can't pull in the chlorophyll. It can't do what it's supposed to do to stay green, right? So So the All Seasons Oil would be something I would look for you to do and spray on the plant. It already flowered earlier in the season, right?
No, that actually didn't. It's not flowering at all yet.
Okay, so another thing I'd like you to do to help rejuvenate the plant is there's a product out there called Citrus Tone from Espoma. All right. You can mix it into the soil, and that will give it the nutrients, some nutrients to help, like, feed it. Give it something because it's been, you know, eaten. It's been, you know, hurt, right? It's sick. So it needs something. So look for citrus tone to mix into that soil to give it some nutrients to help rejuvenate it a little bit. And then, you know, if you have a vegetable garden at home and you're using like a liquid fertilizer, every few weeks use some of that liquid fertilizer on this, on your lemon and on your citrus, so that way it's getting some of the more readily available nutrients quickly as well.
Okay.
All right.
Yep, thanks.
All right, James, good luck.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, we got a few more calls on the line.
Jim's in Mass.
All right, Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Pat, thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of crab trees. They're probably 10 years old, 10 to 20 feet tall, very mature, if you would. They flower beautifully in the springtime. But we get, like, that black spot,
yep.
You know, it seems like every year. I spray them a couple of times, and we've had marginal luck with it.
Okay.
Two questions. One is, what would you recommend spraying and when?
Okay.
And the other thing is pruning them. I would like to take them down almost like half the size they currently are.
We'll answer that right after the break.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jim, and right at the break, he is telling us he has some fruit trees that have black spots on them, and he had sprayed a couple times. And he also was asking in regards to, like, pruning them. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so when was the last time you did spray anything?
I just sprayed now this morning.
Okay. And what did you spray with?
It's a fungicide. I think it was Bonide.
Yep, okay. So that's definitely going to help it with the black spot. There's a product out there called Fruit Tree Spray that everybody had always used a number of times. That it said right on it to use it like 6 times in 1 year. Well, they've changed that a little bit. So using a specific fungicide is the perfect way to get rid of the black spot. So you're not doing all different things. You're focusing on what the issue at hand is. So a fungicide can be sprayed depending upon what you use for the fungicide. If you were to use like Infuse, that can last up to 4 to 6 weeks. If you use that fruit tree spray, 4 to 6 weeks. But if you use like a copper fungicide or anything organic, you can actually use it every like 10 to 14 days on there. So as far as pruning it, what types of trees were they?
These are flowering crabapple trees. And like one has gotten up to like 20 feet. I want to bring it back down into more like a 10-foot range, 10, 12 foot. So it would take a substantial pruning. And we've done pruning before. This is not my first. We've done
yeah.
Pretty avid gardeners. But I'm concerned about with the fungus issue, the heat of the summer, and pruning all at the same time, would I put the tree possibly into shock? And that's my concern, I guess.
Well, so, yeah, that's part of the fear of doing it with the heat, right?
Yeah.
What I would look at doing is giving it a couple deep watering, some deep soaking. So take the hose out to them if the hose can reach and let it sit on a trickle for about like an hour the day before you're planning on pruning, right? And
okay.
Taking out, you know, if doing it in a couple shots instead of just at once, go through first, take out all the sucker growth, anything that's going up and down that comes like right out of the stem and just goes straight up. Get rid of any of the sucker growth, then get rid of any of the cross branches, any of the branches that you see that are rubbing on the other branches, right?
Yeah.
Then from there, let that kind of do its thing for like, a few days, a week or so, and then go on to the next area of pruning the whole thing. Or you can do it all at once, but I still want you to do the heavy watering by that, you know, that process of putting the hose out there on a trickle.
Copper, that makes sense.
The fungicide that you sprayed today, depending upon which one you use, you're going to need to let it sit for a little bit before you can really prune it. Usually about like a 2-week span. That way it can do its thing and absorb, because if you cut off a bunch of it, you know, you might, as you're pulling things out of the plant or, you know, pulling different branches down, you could be getting some of that fungicide off of it. So waiting a little bit of time would definitely be helpful. Maybe like the end of the week, this week would be something, the way I would do it.
Perfect. I thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
All right, Jim, you have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about a half hour left in the show, and it's going to be beautiful out there today. So get out and get into the garden, clean it up, do whatever you can to get everything taken care of. Now, speaking of being outside and working in the garden, we're getting out there and spending more time in the yard. We know mosquitoes are out. Mosquitoes can transmit those deadly diseases, including West Nile virus and Triple E. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Take a break. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
USA Radio News. Just in from China, at least 12 people were killed in a massive gas explosion in central China today. The blast took place at about 6:30 a.m. local time, Cheyenne City. 138 people have been rescued from the area, including 37 with serious injuries. The cause of the accident is under investigation. President Biden is wrapping up his visit to the G7 summit, then it's on to the NATO summit in Brussels, followed by a major meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week.
The United States, I've said before, we're back. The U.S. is back.
Putin says relations with the U.S. are at the lowest point in decades, calling President Biden radically different from former President Trump.
Angela Merkel says she'll come to visit the White House July 15th. It will be her last, as she is not running for election. This is USA Radio News. Over 100 employees of a Houston hospital have their COVID vaccine mandate tossed from court, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
The lawsuit from more than 100 employees of a Houston hospital over a mandate to get a COVID vaccination has been thrown out by a federal judge. Houston Methodist Hospital had given employees until June 7th to get vaccinated or face termination. The group sued the hospital, saying that the mandate violated federal law. Lawyers for the plaintiffs said they would appeal the ruling.
The East is cooling down for a bit, but the West is bracing for a heat wave. Here's Wendy King.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of central and southern California, southern Nevada, and western and southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of show left to answer all your gardening questions, so give us that call, and we will do everything we can to help you out. Starting to talk about it. It's going to be a beautiful day out there to get into the garden. So definitely do what you can to get out there and enjoy it, because there's hotter days on the horizon, right? So definitely get out there while you can and enjoy it. Take care of those little things. Take care of some of that pruning we've been discussing. You know, after things flower, get them pruned, cleaned up now so you won't have to worry about it later in the season. You know, do those things for the long term of the garden so you won't have to do them during the hot summer and you won't have to worry as much later on. You can just have fun outside, right? Now, before the break, you heard me discussing mosquito dunks from Summit. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about them because they are very important to help, you know, with the helping slow the transmission of diseases, you know, like Zika, West Nile, those things, like I was saying. But they are very important to help clean up the mosquitoes that are, you know, harmful in the area. But there's some things that they also do. Some of their products also do. So if you're, you know, not really worried about the mosquitoes as much. The mosquito bits aren't just for mosquitoes. You can actually mix those into some of your house plants to work with, fungus gnats. So that's a nice way. So it's a multiple use. It's not just, for one item. So I like those products that have multiple uses so you can use them on other things. Now, I mentioned using these in areas where there's standing water, right? And, it, you know, we say bird baths, rain barrels, those types of things. when I talked with Randy Schultz from I want to say last year or the year before, he had brought up, look at your gutters as one of them, as one of those places that standing water can be. Because we don't really think of it. We think that all of our, you know, gutters, you know, they go to that rain barrel, whatnot. But what if they, you know, there's some leaves that are caught into it? Then the standing water is going to be up above, and you've done everything everywhere. So it just reminds you, you got to clean those gutters to get that moving water up there so that it just doesn't sit and create the mosquito larvae, and it just sits there. So that's something to be thinking about. But like we said, you know, it can be used in ponds. It can be used in streams in the area, like this right next to the house, that if they have standing water, and it's not going to harm wildlife, the birds or fish, any of them. So it is safe to use. So something to really be looking at if you're going to be spending more time outside as well, so that way you can enjoy it and not get those pesky mosquitoes jumping on you. So our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said last week, I'm going to be transplanting my peony this year, since I will be moving out of the house by the end of the week. So I'm going to take it out this week. It's the perfect time because the temperatures are a little cooler. It just finished blooming, which phenomenal blooms, yellow with a nice red center. So that was, I got to see it bloom fully, but now I'm going to be able to dig it up. And I have a decent-sized pot that I'm going to put it in. I'm going to keep it in that pot until I move into the new facility, the new house. So I'm just going to use the soil from the ground, try to get some of that thicker soil and let it sit in there, get as big of a root ball as I can to fit into that pot, and just constantly water and do what I can because this plant is phenomenal. Make a nice accent on any type of property. You know, I was always a shrub and tree type guy. I was just, that's what I knew, right? And then once you start to understand perennials more, like peonies, you know, your daylilies, your stilbies, your different ones for different areas, even all the way down to hostas, those are some of those accent plants that we can add for a lot less money, smaller plants, but bring in the accents throughout the year. Get the different colors, get the different sizes, etc. It's not about putting in big, strong shrubs and trees. Adding these, you know, isn't a huge thing on your budget or your wallet, but it can create some great looks in the yard later on. So definitely, you know, the more I've learned in the industry and in this, excuse me, I've found that perennials are a strong companion for all the shrubs and trees that you have in the garden. So definitely see what you can do. When I look at the perennials, I look at how they bloom at different times of the year. And they're not like an annual where, like a pansy at the beginning of the year, it blooms and then it doesn't look like much. These plants can bloom and then their foliage can be part of it and look really cool. You know, even all the hostas, right? Their foliage throughout the year, they do have some of those flowers, but we're not using a hosta for the flowers like that. But what I'm saying is use those as your accents. Use them as the different foliage. The foliage can be a flower, in essence, versus it being, you know, the different flower, because a lot of flowers only last a couple weeks. So, you know, look into perennials if you haven't. If you're looking to landscape to add something to it, you know, a little bit more than an annual, but a lot less than a tree and shrub. And they're going to come back year after year. And so they'll develop into your garden. And you won't constantly have to be adding annuals to get that splotch of color in there. So just something to really think about when you're doing some of your planting this year. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're getting into the heat of the summer, right? And this would be the great time to be thinning out the bases of your tomato plants. Those leaves that are close to the soil, thinning them out a little bit, taking them off, almost lollipopping the tomatoes to allow the airflow to go through, allow the moisture to hit the soil instead of stay on the leaves. So we're not looking at powdery mildew or different types of funguses or the blight later on. So those are some things you should be looking at doing at this point. Now, I do believe I heard Nathan in my ear say we did have a call. So, Nathan, who's up
yes,
next?
Yes, Rick is in New Hampshire.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Tuning in late, so I don't know if you've covered this subject already. But some time back you mentioned for Asiatic lilies,
yep.
Those little red beetles.
Yes.
There's a product you can use to just, you know, spray, drain on it and soak the soil.
Yeah, so the Asiatic lily beetle, to use a product on there to control them needs to be done early in the season, needs to be done while the plant is starting to pop out of the ground. That product is called tree and shrub, annual tree and shrub. Bonide has it as well as BioAdvance. They're the ones who had originally come out with the product. And that would be one to be using as you're starting to see your lilies start to pop out of the ground. For the Asiatic lily beetles that are out there at this time that are starting to eat your plants, I would look at using a product like 8 from Bonide. That product actually is a synthetic. It's pretty strong and will take care of those beetles.
But it's a little late to be soaking
it. Yeah, it'd be a little late to be getting them to absorb into the plant to help keep them away for the season. So next spring, as everything's starting to sprout out, sprout up and it's a couple inches tall, that's when you would want to use it into the soil to mix into it.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
No problem, Rick. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And like I've said a number of times, it's a beautiful day out there, so get out there and enjoy it. We're going to get some more heat soon, so, you know, get it while you can out there to enjoy the garden in the cooler temperatures. So definitely get out there today if you can. Maybe get to the local garden center. It might be a little bit easier to walk around when it's cooler so you're not just sweating and dying and saying, all right, I just got to get out of here. Get in there and enjoy it. That, you know, going into any of the garden centers that have greenhouses, right? Those are tough to get in to when, you know, it's 80, 90 degrees. Those are the ones that you're like, all right, I could do without going in there. Today's a great day to do that, to walk around that garden center and enjoy it and see what's there, see what you can be doing for the summer months, right? Getting ready for that summer so you can enjoy it at home if you're going to stay home. I know a lot of people are going to be going on vacation this year once, you know, a lot of the regulations have come down. So you can actually get out there and enjoy yourself a little bit more. But let's not forget about our plants and just go on vacation. And last year we spent a lot of time, we took care of those plants, we fertilized throughout the season. We don't want to stop that because we want the long term of the plant's health to stay. So continue to feed, continue to fertilize the lawn. You know, about time to use step 3. Your third application, maybe a little bit later, you can still put down your broadleaf weed control in a granular form for the lawn. Still time to be doing that, but don't forget to keep feeding your lawn and your garden. The hot sun, the hot summer is going to weaken your plants, weaken your lawn. And it's not going to weaken it where it's going to get sick or things like that. It's just not going to be as strong. If you want to establish the lawn or establish your plants for the long term, continuing to feed during the summer and taking care of them as you build them up is very important. And continuing to feed then into the fall and then later into the season, also very important. You're going to hear us talking about that a lot in the fall, is feeding multiple times in the fall to help your lawn develop through the winter. You know, you're not going to see green growth, but the roots are still searching for food at that time. So continuing throughout is going to keep your plants, your lawn, on a healthy dose so that they continue to absorb this all year long and be ready for the seasons to come. Give us a call with any questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Catherine is in Duxbury.
Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hoping you can just help me with, I'm going to be pruning my rhododendron. And
sure.
They had a really tough year last year with the drought. And so I have a lot of dead wood.
Mm-hmm.
Do I cut that out, or?
Yes, definitely. The dead wood is just taking away some of the attention of the plant, because it's always trying to put some sort of nutrient towards that area where the dead plant, the dead branches are. And so if you can get rid of the dead wood, the plant will then send the nutrients to all the other areas to help build it back up.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
No problem, Catherine. You have a great rest of your day.
You also. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Bourne.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning. I have a little cottage on the Cape, and I have a lot of these little cedar trees that are sort of you find on the Cape, and I didn't have very many to begin with, but I was told by everyone you can't transplant them, but I found out that you can, and I started out small and learned how to transplant these things, and I've got about 40 or 50 now. And I've lived there 15 years, and some of them are 10 feet tall now. And I wanted to know, is there anything I can feed them? I don't know, like Holly Tone or something like that? Is there an evergreen kind of feed I can give them to help them, especially the little ones, come along quicker?
Yeah, no, definitely. Holytone is perfect for what you're looking to do, is feeding, you know, anything that's evergreen. So you're right on there. That's going to help it. Use it now with a, you know, at the full rate. And then I want you to use it again in the fall, but just half the rate, right? That's okay. Going to help it get through the winter. It's going to help it, you know, kind of push some of that growth and that root development for future. So I would definitely feed now and then again in the fall.
Okay, great. And it's okay to water them. Like right now, I've been going around with a hose and giving them a huge drink because they're sort of like northwest kind of rainforest kind of trees, right?
Yep.
I mean, they kind of like that, don't they?
Yeah, so what I would look at doing with the watering is, you know, putting the hose on a trickle, letting it just sit on the plant for, you know, depending upon how big they are. Say, I'm assuming they're probably like 10, 12 feet at this point.
The biggest ones. A lot of them are like waist high.
Okay. So what I would do is put the hose on a trickle on those plants for maybe a half hour or so, right? And what you're going to do is that trickle is going to give it a deeper watering. So you won't have to water as frequently. That way, you can focus more on like the beauty of the plants and watching them and that type of thing. Because the deeper soakings, what it does is it pulls the roots deeper into the soil, so you don't have to water as much and helps them establish a little bit more. But you're definitely right on with feeding. I definitely would say keep on doing it, what you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
All right, John. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. We got about a minute left in the show, so we're going to wrap it up here. And we will be back with you next week to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. We'll be on there from 6 to 10. If you don't hear us the whole show, go on to our website at paulparent.com. You can hear previous episodes, and you can listen live when it comes to it from 6 to 10. That way, because I know some of the stations only have us on for a couple hours here and there. So that way you can listen to the whole show, or if you missed something and you want to hear what we had said, you can go back and listen to it later. So, like I said, we'll be back next week. And coming up on Wednesday, it was my father's birthday. We will celebrate him next week on the Father's Day edition as well. Just as we always do, we try to celebrate him all the time. We miss him, but he would have been 72 on Wednesday. So I wish him a happy heavenly birthday. We miss you, and we'll be thinking of you. So until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other, and we'll see you next week.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.